paragraph bays. V'achar kach kishenifsak hadam, and then when the flow of blood stops, we said what causes this dam nidois when the toichocha is messed up, when there isn't a proper toichocha, when there's a pigam in the malchus, it causes this dam nidois. Then when that blood stops flowing, tzricho lispor shivanikim, the woman is required to count 7 pure days, 7 days in which she does not experience any blood, any flow of blood. V'achar kach tvila b'mikvah, and then she's ready to dip into the mikvah to finalize her purification. Ze b'chinas, this is tied into what the Gemara says, habo li taher mesayin loy, that when a person comes to purify themselves, Hashem helps them. How does he help them? Oimrim loy hamtein. Hashem says, wait. That's how Hashem helps the person in their purification, by having them wait. Ki av sheposko milirois, because even though the woman has stopped seeing blood, ve'en yoinke mimena kol kach, which means that the sitrachra is not drawing from her, because we said Esav HaMolek draws from the dam nidois. The sitrachra draws its energy from that dam nidois. So the flow of blood stopped. They're not drawing so much from her. Im kol zois, adayin eina ru'uya lo shuv lemekoyimo lesiachei dembayla, ad shetamten v'tispor shivanekim. Despite that, she is not yet ready to return to her rightful place, to be reunited with her husband, until she waits and counts 7 days of purification. Ki achar hascholas hatshuva, because after a Jew starts doing tshuva, dahainu azivas chet, which means the person makes a decision, I'm not going to do any sins anymore, and they stop. They abstain from doing sins. Shehu b'chinas hafsokas hadam nidus. That's like the blood in the woman stopping to flow. No more blood, no more averois. Averois is this blood that feeds the sitrachra, that feeds Esav. Adayin yefsher lehiskarev tekef lashem yisborach ad asher yitzarev v'yislabein v'yishmor asmo menachet kamo yomen. The person is not yet ready. Just because the person stopped doing sins, they are not yet ready to come close to Hashem until they're purified and whitened, and they're able to show that they can avoid committing sins for at least a few days. Kedei shayidei ze yigarish mimenu hasitrachra shoyson echezes. Because by doing that, by being purified, going through the purification, and showing that the person can be without sins for a number of days, through that, he drives away the sitrachra that was attached to him, v'tisporet mimenu, and the sitrachra separates itself from him, v'oz huroi letahara gemura. Then the person is ready for total purification, v'lizkois lo shuv lemekoimoi, and to return to their rightful place within Kedusha. Kitchilas ha-hiskarvus hi hisrachus, because the beginning of coming close to Hashem is distance, being pushed away, being told, wait outside. That's the beginning of coming close. Because if Hashem weren't going to bring you close, he wouldn't say, wait outside. He'd say, get out of here, not interested. The fact that Hashem says, wait outside my office, implies I am going to receive you, just not yet. It's not the right time yet. V'tzorich lizboil tzar shel elu ha'isurim shel ha'hisrachus, and the person has to suffer that pain of being made to feel distant. Shetzorich lekabel olov b'tchilas ha'tshuva, which is part of what a person has to accept upon himself when he's starting out in the tshuva process. That he doesn't feel, he's not brought in right away, he's made to wait. This is what Rabbeinu Zal refers to over there in Torah Lamed, when he says that a major ingredient in the Tikkun HaMalchus is this toichocha, this reprimand, which sometimes comes off insulting. דהיינו, מה שמייחיכן ומייסרן אויסוי בבזיון אויס והסרחוס כנל. The fact that the person is reprimanded and punished with insults and with rejection, with being made to feel rejected. ובסוי חתויכוכו נסגל החסד. However, inside that תויכוכו is revealed the tremendous kindness. כמו שמבור שם, as Rabbeinu Zal explains over there in Likutei Moran. וזה שכוסף, and this is what the Pasuk says in Mishlei, Kapitel Gimel, Pasuk Yud Aleph, Musar Hashem, Beni, Al Temos, the reprimand of Hashem, my son, do not despise. Va'al tokoitz betoichachtoi, don't reject Hashem's reprimand. Ki eis asher yehav Hashem yoichiach, because Hashem only reprimands the ones he loves. If he loves you, he reprimands you. If he doesn't love you, he don't care about you enough to reprimand you. He doesn't show any interest in you at all. He ignores you. The fact that a person is not being ignored, they're being reprimanded, implies that they're worthy of reprimand, and if they take the reprimand the right way, they'll be able to be brought close. Ki hatoichocho v'hayisurim heim avo. Because this reprimand and this suffering that a person experiences when they're first starting to come close to Hashem and the tchilas hatshuva is love. It's a sign of love. Shehu b'chinas chesed shemalu b'shpah ha-toichocha. This is that kindness that's cloaked in the toichocha. We've mentioned this in the past, but it fits beautifully here. The Sifrei Kabbalah explain that the apple is used usually to represent the Malchus, the Shechina, the Kedusha, of Kedusha. The apple is red on the outside, bright red, you know, a red delicious apple, red, but the redness is a very thin, thin exterior covering. 99.9% of the apple is all white. And this is how the Malchus, the Kedusha, appears. This is how the Shekhinah appears. So it appears as redness, as judgment, justice, but it's only a very thin, thin layer. It's 99% love. As the Pasuk says in Shir HaShirim, Toichoi Rotzuf Ahava. The inside is lined with love, with this whiteness, this chesed. So too Hashem's name, the name of Hashem of Malchus, which is Aleph Dalet Nun Yud. Ado, you know, and that name is the same letters as the word Dino. Dino de Malchus Adino. Din is judgment, harshness. The Arizal shows that if you take a look inside that name, the name is Aleph Dalet Nun Yud, which is Din. But let's look at what's inside. What's inside an Aleph? Aleph Lamed Pei. What's inside? The Lamed is inside. The Lamed is the middle letter of Aleph Lamed Pei. What's inside Dalet? Dalet Lamed Tov, another Lamed inside there. That's 30 and 30, that's 60. What's inside the Nun? Nun Vav Nun is a Vav. What's inside Yud? Yud Vav Dalet is another Vav. Two Vavs is 12. 60 and 12 is 72, which is Chesed. That's this Toichoi Rotzuf Ava, that whenever a Jew sees Hashem looking red, looking Aleph Dalet Nun Yud, Malchus, Dina de Malchus Adina, don't be fooled. Don't be fooled. It's only an exterior. On the outside, Hashem appears to be harsh. But the inside is Toichoi Rotzuf Ava. The inside is Chesed. It's love. It's Asher Yehav Hashem Yechiach. The Malchus, the Shechina, is coming from a place of pure, pure love. It's just because Hashem is Oyev Mishpat, in order that there should be Bechira, there has to be this tough exterior. V'alkein heim shiva nekiyim. Now watch this. Now Rav Nosson Zal says, now you'll understand why there's 7 days. The woman has to wait 7 days. Kishom melubosh hachesed. Because in those 7 days is cloaked. Again, these are days when she's separated from her husband. She's being distanced. She's kept away. That's this hisrachkus. Because there is found chesed. We said this hisrachkus is actually an act of chesed. Shehu kolul mishiva. Chesed is actually seven. Even though chesed is one of the seven spheros, But chesed is also sometimes referred to as seven. Ki chesed hu yoyma da'ozel im kulo yoymi. Kama shikosa b'zoyer HaKadosh bereishis daf mem vav and bolok daf kuf tzadik aleph. Because the Zohar HaKadosh says that chesed is a sphera that accompanies all the other spheroids of its set. Chesed doesn't just stay upstairs by itself. Chesed goes down to Gvura, it goes down to Teferis, it goes down to Netzach, to Hoid, and it's called Yoima De'ozel Kul Yoimin. It's the day, it's one of the 7 days that goes into every other day also. So that Chesed is really seven. And these 7 days that the woman is separate from her husband, these are 7 Zrikot of Chesed. Vayidei Shashiv HaNekiyim, the Zohar HaKadosh quotes the Pasuk, Yoimam Yitzave Hashem Chazdoi. Hashem commands his Chesed, Yoimam. Yoimam is days, plural. Not one day. Chesed is not one day of the 7 days. It's Yoimam. It's a sphera, a day that's part of all 7 days. Vayidei Hashiv HaNekiyim Shehi Rechoika Mibayla Shubchinas Teichocha. And by the woman going through these 7 days of purification, where she's distant from her husband, which is like Teichocha, when somebody reprimands somebody, it's like they're pushing them away. Shom Mizgale HaChesed Shekolu Mishiva Kanal. In those 7 days is revealed this Chesed that's included in all 7. Val Yodoi Niktzeres Venevdeles Menasitra Achra. And through this Toichocha, through this Chesed, through this Shivanekiyim, the woman is separated completely from the Sitra Achra, the woman who represents the Malchus, the Shekhinah, the Malchus of Kedusha. By this we cut, we sever the connection of the Sitra Achra to her, Shehem Ho Arba Malchis Kana, which are those 4 kingdoms of the Sitra Achra, She'achizosom Bebechinas HaShiva Midos. Their ability to draw from the Kedusha is only from these 7 lower spheroids, from those 7 Midos. Shehem Bechinas Yomim, which are referred to as days, the 7 days of creation. Sheshom achizas ha-sitra achra. There the sitra achra is able to attach itself and to draw energy. Shehu b'chinas yemei ra. As we find, there's a term used in the Torah of yemei ra, days of evil. The ra is able to attach itself to these yomim, to these 7 days. And again, we cut the connection through the toichocha, by the woman separating from her husband. That's an example of toichocha. That's distancing. That's reprimand. Toichocha. Avlamala mishiva yomim. Whereas above the 7 days, above the 7 spheroids, ein lohem achiza. The sitra achra is not able to draw from there whatsoever. Kishom kuloi toiv. Because there it's referred to as all good. When we go above chesed, tabina, chachma, keser, that's called kuloi toiv. The sitra achra cannot draw from there. So again, this is why the woman goes through these 7 days of purification. That's this hisrachkus, that's this toichocha, to slice away the sitra achra, which has the potential to draw from the 7, from these 7 lower ones. By her separating herself, that's accepting this toichocha, this chesed, which slices away the sitra achra from being able to draw from the kedusha. Once she finishes the 7th day, on the 8th day, she's on that level of kulay toiv, where the sitra achra can't draw at all, therefore no need for separation.